Hello, we're back again, stranded for another week here. My name is Matt. I'm your host for the next hour. You can hear this show every week at the same time, or you may be listening to one of our podcasts. If you are, you would have found it probably through our blog, ausstrandedradio.com. We're also available at Twitter at ausstranded, and our Facebook page is facebook.com/ausstrandedradio. If you're tuning in for the first time, this is a show all about Australian and Canadian independent music. I record this show here in Canada, in British Columbia. And I grew up in Australia and love music. And I play as much great music as I can, squeeze in as many tracks as possible each show. This week we're going to play some more of the bands that are playing at the great festival in the Caribbean region of BC called Arts on the Fly. It's in Horsefly, BC, a very, very small town. That's coming up in July. We'll tell you some more details later on, including some of the bands that are playing. And we're also going to have, of course, brand new Australian music and Canadian music, as always. We're going to start off with three tracks from the New Pornographers, a seminal Vancouver band. Just popped up on the radar again with Rolling Stone magazine has listed their 100 greatest songs of the century so far, and they've listed Letter from an Occupant by the New Pornographers as number 74 on their pick of the 100 greatest songs of the century so far. It is a fantastic song of their debut album that came out in 2000. New Pornographers formed in 1997, and Mint Records put out their first record. And that was a very wise move, because the band has gone on to have very well, been very well established in the Canadian music world and of course overseas. So we're going to play for you that track, classic single, Letter from an Occupant. And then two more selections from the New Pornographers catalogue, one track from the Twin Cinema record, and then the title track from their latest record, Whiteout Conditions. So you are on Stranded. Starting out with New Pornographers and their classic single, Letter from an Occupant.
Last 10 years. Come on, come out of the rain. You're not impressed, you're just too learned. I took the book, I lit the page. Your sabbatical was burning. Sweet, 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 sweet fires in the street. Let's sully every stage. Lick my lips, twist my hips, but Contessa, I already did. Some things work, but me, I choose to lose my skin in the dirt. This whiskey priest, he burns a church to keep his girls alive. Sweet, 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 sweet fires in the street. Let's sully every stage we meet. Lick my lips, twist my hips, but Contessa, I already did.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
And this is Stranded. The New Pornographers there was three tracks spanning pretty much their entire career. The first single, which they were very well known for, Letter from an Occupant, from the record Mass Romantic that came out in 2000. And then we heard a track from Twin Cinema that came out in 2005. The song was called Streets of Fire. That's a Dan Behar composition. And then the New Pornographers' latest record is Whiteout Conditions. So we heard the title track from their release of the same name that came out last year. And we played New Pornographers because that first track, their Letter from an Occupant, has been listed as, according to Rolling Stone, their poll, or however they worked out with their panel of experts, I suppose, the 100 greatest songs of the century so far, they have put down A Letter from an Occupant by New Pornographers as number 74 on their list. One other reference to Rolling Stone magazine, actually, they have also have a list of summer songs, and they believe that a New Zealand band has this year's Song of the Summer. That's really cool. This band is from Auckland, and they are called The Beths, and their song Happy Unhappy from the record Future Me Hates Me is the track that the Rolling Stone magazine picked as the Song of the Summer, so we're going to play for you right now. And then we're going to play for you a track from Total Control, a track from the latest EP. And then Emily Waramura, she is an Aboriginal singer-songwriter, and her latest record, Mil Yekabura, has the lead-off track, Lady Blue, and we're going to play it for you in the third song. So first up, here's The Beths from Auckland, New Zealand, and then Total Control and Emily Waramura.
Just your Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
If you're tuning in for the first time, my name's Matt, and this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show. We started that set with the Kiwi track, a band called The Beths from Auckland, New Zealand, and their single Happy Unhappy on the record Future Me Hates Me, and Rolling Stone magazine has listed that as the song of the summer. There you go. Well done for a Kiwi band. We do play a lot of New Zealand music here on the show, and in fact, in May, it was New Zealand Music Month, and we played a lot of New Zealand music. So most shows, we get at least one Kiwi track in. The next two tracks were from Australian artists. First up, Total Control, a post-punk band from Melbourne that formed in 2008, and their latest release is an EP release called Laughing at the System, and we played for you the title track. And the third song you heard there was by Emily Waramura. The song was called Lady Blue from her record Mil Yak Bura. I believe that's her second record. First one came out in 2016. Emily Waramura is actually from Brisbane. She released her debut EP Black Smoke in 2016. And 2 years on, she's given us her debut full-length, Mil Yak Bura, M-I-L-Y-A-K-B-U-R-R-A, by Emily Waramura. Okay, so the Arts on the Fly Festival is on this year in Horsefly, BC. Sadly, it was cancelled last year because of the BC wildfires. It's definitely going ahead this year. I can't see the fires coming back as bad as they were last year. We're going to play for you three of the acts that are playing at the festival. First up, Apples from Vancouver, and Big Fancy as well, singer-songwriter, also from BC, Vancouver again. And then Saltwater Hank from Prince George, BC. So all three of these artists are playing at Arts on the Fly very soon on 13th and 14th of July.
The world needs now. directions as we headed north on a greyhound in the dark.
Never came. This summer no one's gonna like me, 'cause I smell really gross. My face is all covered in fish slime, so don't you get too close.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
Start out with Apples. All right, so those were three of the artists playing at the Arts on the Fly Festival in the Caribou region of BC. The festival starts on July 13th and 14th, it's on. And you heard tracks there from Apples, Big Fancy, and Saltwater Hank, three of the artists playing at the festival this year. Get on down. You can find information at www.artsonthefly.com. Tickets are on sale now. So many great festivals in British Columbia this time of year, including Arts Wells coming up soon as well. All right, so exciting news. Rick Reed, formerly of the City Streets and the Eternal Husbands, has his debut solo record out called Days of Heaven. We love the City Streets. We played a lot of their tracks here on the show. They were an Edmonton band, and then Eternal Husbands, featuring two members of the City Streets. And now Rick Reed, Days of Heaven, is available on Apple Music and also in his Bandcamp. The two of the tracks on the record are available. So I'm going to play for you a track called Singularity from that I found here on Bandcamp from the Days of Heaven record, debut release from Rick Reed, formerly the City Streets and the Eternal Husbands, a great two-piece. And after that, we're going to hear from an interesting band that got in touch with me, a two-piece band from Vancouver called Zach Rockzymsk, Z-A-K-R-O-C-Z-Y-M-S-K-A. They're a duo named for the street they met at the end of the old town in Warsaw. In recent years, they've been based in Vancouver. It's a very interesting story. I'm going to play for you a track from their latest release, Somewhere New. It's a six-song record. You're on Stranded. Here's Rick Reed.
insane and left it all behind. And the city I love like some beacon of light, drifting farther away, praying I made the right decision, hoping it wouldn't haunt me later like the ruin the song. Should have muted that fader, cause it was a lie and I never meant it. Sounded good at the time, hindsight can't prevent it. So celebrate Darwin, the folly of man. While the party was raging, I believed in you, you believed in me. We saw it through to the end. God, we tried all those records and shows, and you finally found the right girl. Caroline knows all that you've given and what's left inside. Mark, you and my brother, what a beautiful ride. We're still we'll be right back.
name's Chris Horrific.
We always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
So we're on the Canadian part of the show here, and that band is Chain Whip, punk band out of Vancouver, with a track called 6 Day Weekend from their debut record Chain Whip, self-titled. And before that, though, we heard Rick Reed with Singularity from Days of Heaven that has just been released, his debut solo record. Of course, Rick Reed, brilliant songwriter. He is formerly of the City Streets out of Edmonton, and then the two-piece Eternal Husbands. And then a band from Vancouver, a two-piece band called Zach Krokzymska, Z-A-K-R-O-C-Z-Y-M-S-K-A. So that band, they were named after the street they met in Warsaw in Poland, in the Old Town section. So pronounce Zakrochimska. So here in the press release they've sent to me, the journey began with poems and soundscapes, and our first recordings were done by just the two of us. Now we have a collective of musicians, friends from different backgrounds. Our songs tell of moments and histories. We're inspired by many genres, and each song has its own feeling, instrumentation, and story. All our instruments are authentic recordings done DIY style over the two continents we call home. So thanks for getting in touch, guys. That is Zakrochimska, a band from Vancouver. You can have your music played on the show if you'd like. AustralianRadio.com is our blog. We have an email address there. You can contact me and I'll play your music if you're Australian or Canadian or Kiwi. We're pretty much out of time, so I'm going to leave you with tracks from two bands from much further afield. First, Disha and the Voodoos out of Calgary, and then Strong Boy from Halifax. Bye for now. This has been Stranded.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
The CM, the CIA,